The U.S. Supreme Court has opted not to hear a lawsuit brought by the state of Utah, which alleged the federal government's ownership of large parts of the state is unconstitutional. The decision marks a win for conservation advocates like Olivia Juarez with Green Latinos, who say Utahns now won't have their tax dollars used to fund what they call the state's ill-founded lawsuit and disinformation campaign. Utah had made the effort to seize public lands administered by the Bureau of Land Management, but Juarez acknowledges with a Republican-dominated Congress, similar efforts may return.
We are better set up to fight against some of the biggest challenges that the Trump administration is going to pose to the American public. Two of them, namely being the climate and biodiversity crisis, and also a cultural crisis about belonging.
Juarez says public lands represent the origins of American and pre-American history. The case marks the latest setback for states looking to gain control of public lands, some of which hold valuable oil and gas, timber, and other resources. Utah state leaders have said they haven't ruled out taking their suit to a lower court. The nomination hearing for Donald Trump's pick for Interior Secretary, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, is scheduled for this Thursday. The new administration will inherit a number of challenges, including disputes over conservation leases on BLM lands. Juarez contends the multiple-use doctrine for public lands should be upheld.
That rule will be under attack by the incoming Congress and presidential administration. It'll be important to reaffirm to the next secretary that conservation is a use that is valuable economically as well as culturally.
Juarez notes last weekend, public lands and conservation advocates rallied in Salt Lake City to show their support for protecting public lands across the Beehive State, like the Bear's Ears and Grand Stair Escalante National Monuments.
Goal was to bring people together in a time that it feels good, and it's a really hopeful moment for the nation's will to treat public lands as a solution to climate disaster rather than making them part of the problem.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.